to this week's Thrive Church podcast. We hope you're encouraged by this message.
So, all right, turn with me to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14. I don't think I've ever preached from Numbers, which is kind of exciting, Old Testament. But I want to preach prophetically if I can. And I say that to say I'm not prophetic, all right? I don't have the mantle of a prophet. I don't really even have a prophetic gifting. But there are just times where I'll sense God has a word in season for our church, something that God wants to do. And so I want to just preach into what I see God doing over the next 12 months. This is not Vision Sunday. That is in February next year. So I'm not even going to get into the specifics, but I just want to preach into this word that's been on my heart now for a number of weeks and months. But a few of my key leaders have come to me in the last few weeks, all independent of each other, and have all used this one phrase. They've used this phrase, shift. Feel a shift. There's a shift. I was then listening to a prophet in Australia who is a well-known prophet with lots of fruit in his life, and he's been preaching on a God shift all year. And so my sense in my heart end is there is a shifting going on spiritually. It's being confirmed. There's a sense that God is moving. There's a shift happening. I want to preach into that, and I want to speak prophetically into that. And you might be asking yourself this morning or asking me, what then is a God shift? Well, a God shift is when God shifts. In other words, when God moves, when he moves from one position to another, when there's a sense of movement, transition, it's a sense that you feel in your heart that something is moving and shifting that you might not even be able to even explain yet. You may not even have language for, but it's just this sense perhaps in your own heart right now, there's something moving, there's something shifting. I don't even know what it is yet, but I sense a God shift. Anyone feel that or getting a sense of that in the Holy Spirit? Certainly what I have. My sense in my heart is that God wants to do a shift in the church. He wants to do a shift with us. He wants to move us into something new. And I'm excited by that, but it's scary at the same time. It's very scary because the fear of the unknown is something that we all struggle with. In fact, if you consider the Bible and God's word, in fact, the whole Bible is full of what I will call God shifts. Times God moved from one place and people just followed him. The entire Bible is full of God shifts. And so interestingly, I'll get back to the book of Acts in a minute, but I've entitled this message this morning, It's Time to Move. It's time to move. And this will all be received by you in different ways. This is not me preaching to tell you what the shift looks like for you. I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit, but perhaps under the anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning, God might speak prophetically to you about what your shift looks like. And perhaps it's not a shift for you. Perhaps this is not a season of moving. It's a season of where you are, and that's okay too. But Numbers chapter 9 is where we're going to start. And it's a scripture I've been reading through. And those of you that know the Bible well will know that there was a time in Israel's history when God moved the people of Israel and got them to move by a cloud through the day and a fire at night, right? So we're going to pick it up from verse 15 and we'll read through to verse 22 and we'll pull some stuff out of it. So it says, on the day the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered it. But from evening until morning, the cloud over the tabernacle looked like a pillar of fire. This was the regular pattern. At night, the cloud that covered the tabernacle had the appearance of fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from over the sacred tent, watch this, the people of Israel would break camp and follow it. If you got a manual Bible or you're using electronic Bible, I want you to underline or highlight the phrase, break camp and move. They broke camp and they moved. Whenever the clouds settled, the people of Israel would set up camp. In this way, they traveled and camped at the Lord's command wherever he told them to go. Then they remained in their camp as long as the cloud remained over the tabernacle. If the cloud remained over the tabernacle for a long time, the Israelites stayed there and they performed their duty. Sometimes the cloud would stay over the tabernacle for only a few days, so the people would stay for only a few days as the Lord commanded. Then at the Lord's command, they would break camp and move on. There's that phrase again. Break camp and move on. Sometimes the cloud stayed only overnight and lifted the next morning. But day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and moved on. You notice there's a theme coming through this passage of scripture. Whenever the cloud stayed above the tabernacle for 2 days, a month, or a year, that's seasons for you right there, the people of Israel stayed in camp and did not move on. But as soon as it lifted, they broke camp and moved on. Final verse. So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command, and they did whatever the Lord told them through Moses. In other words, they shifted when God shifted, they stayed when God stayed, they were willing to go with God wherever God went at God's command. Now, we don't follow a literal cloud today, or some of you might go out and be led by the clouds. I certainly don't. We don't follow a literal cloud now, but we do have the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, made it possible for you and I to carry the presence of God, and we all carry the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And while we don't follow a literal cloud, the principle is still the same. We're led by the Spirit, and we go where the Spirit tells us to go. I think that's basic preaching, right? Sometimes it's time to move. That's what following the Holy Spirit is about. Now, the entire story of the Israelites in the wilderness, if you study it, is actually a story of God shifting them closer and closer to their promised land. Whenever God shifts, it's for your good. It's for your good. He's trying to move you towards something greater. He doesn't want to harm you. He's got good plans for you. So whenever God shifts and moves, it's to move you closer to your destiny. That's what God is doing. And every time we're prepared to shift and move when God moves, we come closer to our destiny in Christ. The thing that God has for us. And so I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 1. We are getting heavy this morning. Deuteronomy. And I want to pick back up the story from another God shift. And I want you to see some things in here that I really want to preach and nail down this morning, because God was ready to shift again. So from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2 to 8, here they are camped. Verse 6, Moses is teaching. He says, "When we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, 'You have stayed at this mountain long enough. It's time to break camp and move.'" There's that term again. It's time to break camp and move. Now, these guys had been wandering the desert for 40 years. They are at Mount Sinai camped out. They've been there about 11 months. They're cruising. They're comfortable. They're happy there. And even God's going, "Hey, you've been camping way too long even for me. It's time to move. It's time to get going." Because where they were was not their home. How many of you know where you are right now is not your ultimate destination? Can I say this? Even what you feel right now is not your ultimate destination. The season you're in will shift. The season's going to change if you're prepared to move. Now, we know from Bible history that this land that God was trying to bring them into had already been promised years ago through Abraham. It was settled. The plan was there. God is trying to move them into their promised land. It was now time to move. It was time to change. It was time to move forward. He wanted them to pull up the stakes of their tents, pack their bags, and get moving. It's time for a God shift. God was calling them higher. The text says that they were to leave Mount Sinai and go into the mountains of the Amorite country. They were to go from one level to another level. How many of you know when God shifts, it's to take you higher? It's to take you higher in revelation of God. It's to take you higher in your calling, higher in your anointing. He was causing them to shift. And verse 6 says, God says, "You have stayed at this mountain too long. You've been camped here long enough. It's time to move. It's time to shift." I wonder this morning if some of you have been camped around indecision for too long. You've been camped in a place that God's asking you to move on from. It's time to shift. It may be physically, it may be metaphorically, it may be spiritually. It could mean many different things this morning. But I wonder, has God been speaking to you about something, about moving on, about taking a step, but you've been camped where you are for too long? Let you just apply that in your own heart the way you are. Well, my advice to you is the words that God spoke over the people of Israel, verse 7. It's time to break camp and advance. It's time to break camp and advance. But here's the thing, you can't advance until you're prepared to break camp. And advance means to move forcefully. You can't move forward unless you're prepared to break away. Because this is what I've learned. God is attracted to movement. God is attracted to movement. We're often asking God to move. God says, "You move. You take a step. Faith without works is dead. You take a move." God is looking for you to make a move. And this is so relevant for you guys at the moment, this message. I know one couple are leaning into the sermon. But, you know, the book of Acts is the book with the most miracles in the Bible. Did you know that? And I think the clue is in its title. Acts. Movement. Because wherever there's movement, you'll find miracles. Wherever people are prepared to shift and move with God, God confirms things and does things. God is happy to do it. It's not called the book of intentions. It's called the Book of Acts. Intentions are good. And some of you are going to make intentions for 2019. That's why I don't believe in resolutions. Intentions are good, but acts are better. Things are better. God is everywhere in that book because he's drawn to movement, to activity. Now, I don't know about you, but the reason I often stay rather than move from God is not because I don't want to move. It's because I can't break away from some camps. It's my unwillingness to break camp. It stopped me from moving forward today, and unwillingness to break a camp. Now, I'm going to talk about some types of camps, but the good thing about this morning is I get to make fun of all the campers this morning and pay at all the campers, of which 40 to 50 of them aren't here because they're away camping. So they can't even get offended. But there seems to be on the Central Coast like this conglomerate of campers. I've never met so many campers, you know. Maybe you're a glamper. But this is my definition of camping. This is just mine. Camping is where you pay a small fortune to go and live like a homeless person for the week. That's my, man, it's like 10 grand set up just to camp. And then if it rains, you're stuck in a tent. I mean, I mean, it should get Amy to preach about camping. If you love camping, go for it. It's good. But here's the thing. Spiritually, our camps are stalling us. They're distracting us. They're, in some aspects, detaining us and holding us hostage and preventing us from moving into where God wants us to go. And if we really, truly want to move, church, and we truly want to shift, it's time to break some camps. It's time to break some camps. I could get really controversial this morning, but I promise I want to, but I'm not. I think it's time for the church to break. I'm going to do it. It's time to break denominational camps. It's time to get out of theological camps and the camps that divide us and move as one camp towards the promised land. Our camps divide us and hold us back from what God has for us. There's one God. Since when does God have loyalty to one camp more than another? Anyway, get back to being safe. But I want to take a look at three camps this morning, metaphorically, that I think we need to break away from if we're going to advance forward into a God shift. And these three camps won't be a surprise to you, but just want to look at them in a fresh way. So the first camp that we all have to break away from if we really want to follow God is Camp Comfort. Moya, I know. I'm sorry, Moy. This is the first point, and I'll be over with it in about 3 minutes. But I know you've heard me preach on comfort before, but I think it would be better to say Camp Familiarity. If you think about the Israelites who were camped at Mount Sinai, it was cool. They knew it. There was food there. There was water there. The Ten Commandments were given there. It was known. It was familiar. They were settled. They were, I'm cool here. I like it here. I just want things to stay the way they are. They camped there. It was a life of ease there. Certainly, they had a daily supply of supernatural food. They were mostly not bothered by their enemies. It was familiar. It felt safe. It was known, yet they were not making any progress to the next level God has for them. And here's what I want to say to you. You cannot fulfill your calling while you camp in your comfort zone. It is impossible. You can have growth or comfort. You can't have both. It's impossible. You can't, even my PTs at the back, you can't even have progress in the gym without pain and discomfort. It's just a principle. And I think it's easy to get to a certain level in our journey of faith and think, that'll do. I've heard this before. That's just the Pentecostal spin. That's just the language we use. I've heard it all, seen it all. I've got nothing new to learn. And as soon as you get to that place, it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to shift. It's time to get out of comfort, and you have to step away from your destiny to step towards. No, you have to step away from your security to step towards your destiny. You have to step away, not step away from your destiny. Don't do that. Step away from security to step towards your destiny. When Amy and I came to the Central Coast in 2013, and perhaps some of you heard this before, but God spoke to me very clearly late 2011 from the passage where Noah, it was time to leave the ark, 40 days, you know, on the water, and God says to Noah, it's now time to leave the ark, Noah. And God spoke very clearly to Amy and I, it was time to leave the ark. And I didn't know what that looked like. I wasn't sure about what that looked like, and God began to move, but there was a God shift going on. And if you think about the ark, it's warm, it's safe, it's comfortable. You become known there. And so we came down to this area. We didn't know a single person other than John and Joan Pennycook, who are great people to know, by the way. All of our support structures would not be there. We didn't know whether you'd like us. I'm glad you did. We didn't know where we would live. We just had no idea other than God has shifted and we're following God. That's it. I wonder perhaps if God's speaking to you about that kind of thing this morning. Following the cloud is always worth it, no matter where it takes you. Be prepared to shift. And what I find interesting in this story was, in this story, Mount Sinai, where they had camped, was the very place where God had given them 10 commandments. It was a place of incredible encounter. And God is now calling them to move on. Isn't it true that sometimes the greatest barrier to what God wants to do next is what God did last season? It's what God previously did. So we set up a memorial around how God, the good old days we talk about, back in the 80s when God moved, God's done something new. God's not the same as yesterday. He's doing something new. And I don't ever want to get caught up with what God did yesterday that stops him moving in tomorrow. I want to prophesy and say this to you. When God shifts, it's not more of the same. It's not more of the same. God pours new wine. He goes for the new. He always does something new. Let's break away from camp familiarity. Amen? The second thing, and this is probably the most convicting camp that I've dwelled in a lot, and I think we've all dwelt here at times, is camp unbelief. Camp unbelief. We've all camped there. Places in our life where we just don't believe God at His word. We don't trust what God is saying. Areas of our life where we trust in our own judgment, our own intellect, our own understanding of a situation. And when we trust in our own understanding of a situation, it really is simply unbelief. That's it in a nutshell. It's just not believing what God says. And I'm speaking to myself. But the reason the Israelites are camped there for 11 months and indeed been wandering around the desert for 40 years, one reason, the Bible says, unbelief. Unbelief kept them out of the promised land. Unbelief will keep you out of all that God has for you. The Bible says that through faith and patience, you inherit the promise. You can't get it any other way. Faith and patience. Patience and faith. Unbelief will keep you held to where you are. Now, it's intriguing. Can I go a bit deeper? All right. It's intriguing. Let's come back to Deuteronomy. Let's read from, this is interesting. Verse 7, it's time to break camp and move on. Go to the hill country of the Amorites. I'll come back to that in a minute. And to all the neighboring regions, the Jordan Valley, the hill. No, wrong scripture. It was Numbers. Somewhere there. They went to Kadesh Barnea. That's what I'm trying to say. Somewhere there. The first place when they moved on from Mount Sinai, they came to the region, a place called Kadesh Barnea. Now, if you know your Bible well, you know there were some pretty amazing things that happened at Kadesh Barnea. Now, Kadesh Barnea was in the Amorite hill country. And this was the place when the spies went out to spy the land of Canaan. They set out from Kadesh Barnea. And when they saw the land that they were meant to inherit, you know the story. Two came back with a good report. The rest went into unbelief and fear. They're too big for us. We're like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And it was at Kadesh Barnea that unbelief surfaced, okay? It was the place that exposed their unbelief. It's intriguing to me, the very first place they have to go when they break camp and move on is back to Kadesh Barnea. And that is because God will always ask you and want you to confront your unbelief. He'll always lead you to a place that will confront your unbelief. Perhaps what you're going through is really not about what they did, what she said, what they did. Perhaps what it's really about is unbelief. Let you just ponder that. It exposed their unbelief. In fact, Numbers, this was their report in Numbers. We're not able. They're stronger than us. The land which have gone to spy, it's a land that devours its inhabitants. And God causes them to confront their unbelief. I want to say to you, a God shift always calls for a new level of faith. Always calls for a new level of believing. Yesterday's faith won't sustain tomorrow's God shift. He wants to take you further in faith. We grow in faith. We go higher in faith. The whole walk of Christianity is learning to trust God more, not less. That actually is the Christian walk. So if you're getting to the point in your life where you begin to trust God less, you're on the wrong direction. The older I get and the longer I walk with God, the more I realize I need Him. Not just in that area, in every area. In my marriage, in my parenting, in my relationships, in my finances, I need God more than ever before. And that's real faith. It's trust, because trust is the highest component of faith. And I want to declare this morning that let God bring you into a new level of faith for this God shift. Amen? Break camp unbelief. And the last camp to break away from, I think, is camp fear. Camp fear. You know, I don't know how many fears there are in the world, but there's a lot. People have fears of everything. And I think out of all the camps that stop people moving forward, that's the number one. Camp fear. Camp fear. In fact, I think this camp is making a fortune in camping fees. People are paying to stay there way too long, and it's costing you stuff. Fear is costing you. It's costing you opportunities. It's costing you destiny. It's costing you stuff. It's costing me. and I think it's time to move. And whenever God shifts, you need to be prepared to push past your fears. In fact, a God shift is going to require supernatural courage. Supernatural courage. It certainly did for these guys, because look what the text says. It says, where are we? Go back to Deuteronomy, the right verse. It says, when you break, they left Mount Sinai and traveled through the great and terrifying wilderness. Notice that? The moment they broke camp, face fear. A God shift will always cause you to face fears. In fact, that's what you'll have to encounter. Anyone who's serious about shifting will have to deal with a spirit of fear, because it's the unknown. What will it look like tomorrow? We ask ourselves questions like this. What will it look like? Where will I fit? What will I have what it takes? What will happen to my family? What if it's not the way I used to like it? All these questions of the unknown, and it causes us just to stay camped around fear. And meanwhile, God's gone, come on, it's time for a shift. It's time for a shift. Is this helping you? Now, again, it's intriguing. This is the way God works, because some of you think that God is committed to your comfort. He's not. Can I say that to you? He's not committed to your comfort. I would love to exegete Colossians where it talks about the God of all comfort. It's not what you think it is. God is determined to make you into the image of his son, even at the expense of your comfort. Anyway, it's a different message. Now, so they have to go into the hill country of the Amorites. You liking the teaching, by the way? Yeah. They had to go into the hill country of the Amorites. Now, the Amorites were likely the largest of the seven nations that they had to disperse out of the land of Canaan. Now, the Amorites were scary dudes. All right, scary dudes. They were a large and powerful nation. They controlled much of the promised land, including Jerusalem, Hebron, and Lachish. Their king Og, this is the description of the Amorites, was described by Moses as the last of the remnant of the giants. These are big, scary dudes. They were an evil and sinful people whose wickedness, it was said, surpassed that of any other. They were intimidating, scary, and ready for war. And God goes, that's where you're going next. Thanks, God. Because if you can confront your deepest fears, no devil in hell will hold you back from what God has for your destiny if you can push past fear. In fact, moving towards your destiny is constantly moving forward. Now, the Amorites were a constant thorn in the side of the Israelite nation. Those of you who know the history know that the Amorites were the nation that restricted the passage of the Israelites on their way to Canaan. Let me just read this scripture from Judges 11. Just summarize it. When Israel wanted to pass through, they needed to get past the Amorites and they asked for permission. The Amorites not only denied their permission, but they attacked. And I want to say to you that fear always obstructs and restricts. It always puts a block in the way of a shift. It always wants to stop you moving forward. You know, you have a spirit of fear that wants to rob you from moving forward where God wants to move you. It's interesting to me that the word Amorite comes from the Hebrew word amar, and it means to speak. Huh. How many of you know that when you start moving with God, you've got to contend with the voice of fear? The voice that says, you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? You haven't got what it takes. You're going to fail at this. You're going to be forgotten. All this voice, the voice of fear, the voice of fear, the voice of fear. Move anyway. Move anyway in Jesus' name. The band, I want the band to come and join me. Because we need to be reminded of what God said to them and what he says to us in a God shift. See, the Lord your God has given you the land. It's settled. Where God's taken to you is settled in heaven. He's got his plans for you. He's got his purposes for you. He's even got his purposes for this church. It's settled. It's now time to shift. Go up and take possession of it as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. He knows, because discouragement and fear will accompany anyone who's serious about destiny. In fact, I would say to you, if you want to move into destiny, just get used to discouragement and fear. Discouragement and fear. Get out of the way, fear. Get out of the way, discouragement. Discouragement and fear. Get out of the way. I'm moving forward anyway. Discouragement and fear. Get out of the way. I'm moving forward anyway. In Jesus' name. This is getting into your hearts, because I really want to see something shift. Really, this morning, it may not even be the three camps I've talked about as we close. You might be thinking, well, none of those camps are really stopping me going forward. I'm pushing past those camps. It might be other camps, and I've just written down some camps that others of you may need to move past and break away from this morning. Is it the camp of offense? Oh, offense is good to camp there. It's good to stay offended. It feels good. It feels this sense of justice to stay offended. You got to move on. Is it the camp of betrayal? Is it the camp of bitterness? Is it camp cynicism? Is it the camp of abandonment? Is it camp disappointment? Because some of us have gone through things this year that are disappointing. Is it camp grief? Whatever the camp looks like this morning, and it might not be one that I haven't even said, we go through things and we camp in things and things happen. And it's not to say that you just got to get over it. It's not what I'm preaching to you this morning. But I am saying by faith, make a decision to move on. Make a decision to move on. You can't stay in that camp. If you stay in that camp, you'll die in that camp. Not physically, but spiritually. Because movement keeps you fresh, keeps you spiritually alive. It keeps you with an edge. You have to make a decision this morning to move on. It's not going to happen automatically. You might have to rise up and say, I don't care how hard this is. I don't care how disappointed I am. I don't care how tough that is. I'm moving forward where God is leading me. In Jesus' name. I'm moving on with my life. This is not going to get the best out of me. I'm shifting. I'm shifting. And as we finish, I want to declare one psalm over you, because there's a psalm that Moses and the people would declare every time the cloud moved. I don't know if you know that. In Numbers, it says it. But Psalm 68:1, there's a psalm that I love. It says this in verse 1. Let God arise. I think it's up there. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. Have you read that? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Do you know where that came from? That psalm was declared every time the cloud moved. That's what they would declare. The Israelites would watch the cloud move and they would declare, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. In other words, every time God shifts, the powers of hell are defeated and moved. And it's a declaration when God shifts, let God arise. Do you know every time you're prepared to shift and move, God arises in you? Christ in you arises up. He can't rise up if you just stay where you are. But when you make a decision to shift and to move, Christ arises in you. Let God arise. You want God to arise this morning. God arise in our church. God arise in our marriage. God arise in our families. Let's be prepared to move when He moves.